Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome to Monday. Hopefully everybody had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. Day one of the big reveal. Evan and Tiki's top 20. We will unveil the top 20 New York draft picks of the last 50 years, and the process begins today at 4 o'clock, where we will reveal number 20, number 19, number 18, and number 17. We'll get to the baseballs. The show rolls on. We'll get to Aaron Rodgers showing up to work today, Doc Gooden Day. There's a lot to get to. But yesterday afternoon, and sometimes I'm going to be on this radio station, and I am the enemy of the people, the enemy of the Knicks fan, and then there are days in which I support you because I call it like it is. And today is one of those days where I am you. You are me. I am here to hold up the light and the candle for Knicks fans all around this city. And I know what I'm about to say, maybe you haven't even thought about. Maybe you haven't even realized it. Maybe you don't want to say it because you'll be mocked by people, but I'll say it for you as an independent basketball observer. The New York Knicks got screwed. And it's not fair.
How did they get screwed?
Oh, I'll tell you why,
they
Tiki.
They won a basketball game because they were trying to win a basketball game. Yes. They don't know any other way how to play than to try to win a basketball game.
And they
game.
Did a great job of doing
Even
that.
Even if they should have tried to lose that basketball game.
Well, I'm not suggesting the Knicks should have tried to have lost yesterday's game, but here's what I will tell you. Yesterday afternoon, the NBA did a marvelous job by having everybody play together at the same time. Mm-hmm. And while I was sitting there watching the Mets and the Royals battle it out in a 0-0 tie, Dad and I, that's my dad, sat there perusing the NBA and going through all the different scenarios that were in front of the New York Knicks. And once the final 2 minutes of that excellently played, hard-fought basketball game was occurring between the Chicago Bulls and the New York Knicks, it was obvious what the Knicks' circumstance was. If they win, they're the 2 seed. Great! Sounds like a prize. If they lose, they're the 3 seed, and they play a very inexperienced but high-octane offense in the Indiana Pacers. I, as a Knick hater, said to my dad, wow, they put me in a weird spot. Let's go Knicks. Because I know that Miami or Philadelphia is a much tougher matchup in the first round. Doesn't mean you can't win it. Just means it's a tougher matchup. I admire Tom Thibodeau. I admire that he didn't pull the crap that we saw in Cleveland. If you don't know, the Cavaliers quit. The Cavaliers decided we don't want to play basketball anymore, and they allowed the Charlotte Hornets to whip that ass. The Knicks don't quit because the Knicks are dogs, and because the Knicks are dudes. And because of that, despite some mistakes in overtime, the Josh Hart turnover, the Knicks found a way. And their reward sucks. And it's not just them. The reward for the Celtics sucks. The reward for Denver and OKC sucks. And so in this odd year of the NBA, where the Knicks are going to have their most difficult first-round matchup as a reward for being the 2 seed, I'm here to tell you this should be the final year this ever happens. The NBA...
What are they going to do about it?
Oh, I'll tell you what they'll do about it. Close your eyes, everybody. The New York Knicks earned a 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. After the play-in tournament is over, there's going to be a TV special on TNT where the Boston Celtics will come up to a podium and they will get to select their first-round opponent amongst the 5, 6, 7, and 8 seeds.
Come on.
Once the Celtics pick their opponent, the New York Knicks are on the clock. And the New York Knicks get to decide, and we could all debate it, obviously. We're going to have debates today on who you'd rather play. But the Knicks then get to decide who they want to play, because that's a reward. The Knicks have not been given a reward. The Knicks got screwed. And it doesn't mean they're going to lose in the first round, but admit this, Knicks fans, because I'm looking out for you. You may not lose in the first round, but you have a much more difficult first round matchup because you got the two seed.
Yeah.
How is that fair? How is that right? The NBA needs to look at how things transpired this year and make a change.
Yeah, the same thing applies to the Denver in the Western Conference.
Correct.
They're going to end up playing the winner of the New Orleans Pelicans or the LA Lakers.
Correct.
And, you know, yes, they haven't had the greatest seasons all season long, but still, it's the Lakers and it's the Pelicans who could potentially knock you off. The only problem with your plan, and it's an interesting plan, the only problem with it is that if you are the Boston Celtics, or in this case, the New York Knicks, because that's who we're really concerned about, and you stand up at a podium and say, I would like to take on the, let's say the Chicago Bulls get through. I want to take on the Chicago Bulls. And they're the eighth seed. They're the lowest seed. They've won the least amount of games of teams in the postseason. We want the Chicago Bulls. If you're now the Chicago Bulls, isn't that just extra motivation? Now, it doesn't matter that the Knicks are better than you on paper, that you are the inferior team. But the last thing you want to do is give the inferior opponent extra motivation. And by picking them, you give them extra motivation.
So this idea didn't come from me. I want to be perfectly transparent about this, and I want you to know how I evolved. And that evolution will answer your question. Major League Baseball, I'm not even kidding you, Major League Baseball has thought of this idea.
What?
Major League Baseball had an idea years ago. I hated it. I own it. Where the top seed in each league get to decide who they play in the opening round. And I hated it. And a part of the reason I hated it is I don't think matchups really exist as much in Major League Baseball as it does the NBA. I think baseball's flukier than the NBA. And I think it's very hokey. Mm-hmm. It's a very hokey idea. And you mentioned the motivation. Of course there'll be motivation. Everything I just described that makes it not work for Major League Baseball makes it amazing for the NBA.
How come?
Because the NBA, and I love basketball. You know the way I feel about this sport. I watch 82 Nets games. Obviously, I'm either a masochist or I love the sport. They are hokey. That's what the NBA is. Personal matchups, vendettas, you screwed me, you disrespected me. That's the NBA. The Indiana-Milwaukee series is going to be awesome. You want to know why? Anyone know why Indiana-Milwaukee is going to be awesome? Because Giannis Antetokounmpo is still pissed at the Pacers for stealing his basketball. Was it from like that 50-point game or something like that?
Yes.
That is the pettiest, dumbest.
I forgot about that.
I just reminded you.
You did.
It's perfect in the NBA. And you know what? If the Chicago Bulls or the Indiana Pacers or the Orlando Magic got offended by it, that just adds to the series. That adds to the beauty of it. It's one of those things that not only makes sense from a competitive standpoint, it makes sense from an entertainment standpoint.
But so then what? You pick as the 1 and 2 seed.
Yeah.
Not the 3 and 4 seed. Just the 1 and 2 seed. You pick your opponent, and then what happens?
Then you play him. What do you mean, what happens?
Yeah,
you
beat him, and then what's next? So you pick your second round opponent?
No. Then you,
so
you put
like, what happens?
You put in a bracket format after that. You pick your opponent in the first round. The bracket is set up. And look, a lot of years picking your opponent is going to be straight like the standings. But here's what happened in the NBA this year that's sort of unique, especially with Philadelphia.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Philadelphia 76ers are not your typical 7 seed.
Mm-mm.
They're not. They've won 8 in a row. They win when Joel Embiid plays for the most part. I think they're 31-8 this season when Joel has played. But he had an injury, and it was very fluky. Like, the Philadelphia 76ers are a completely fluky 7 seed. If Joel Embiid is healthy, they're the 2 seed. It's a different discussion. And so it would allow teams to look past those flukes that created standings that don't properly represent what the standings should be. Look, the New York Knicks can beat the Philadelphia 76ers. They can beat the Miami Heat. I'm not telling you they can't, but what you know deep down is that this is a much more difficult matchup than Indiana or Orlando or Cleveland. and you got the 2 seed and you won 50 games, your reward for this great accomplishment, and it was a great accomplishment, is a booby prize.
Right.
And it works the same with Boston. Boston won 64 games. They may have to play Philly in the first round. They may have to play Miami in the first round.
And you're right about Philly being a false 7th seed because Joel Embiid only played, 39 games? So he missed 43 games?
I understand.
And they're still a 7th seed. And now that he's back, didn't rush it back, didn't try to come back too soon. He waited until he was fully healthy. Now he's not only healthy, he's rested. So he's not playing with heavy legs. So you add him there with Tyrese Maxey and Tobias Harris and all these other guys, Kyle Lowry, et cetera. It feels like they're a much better team than where they're seated.
Well,
and so whoever has them in the first round, it's honestly why I'd rather have Miami if I'm the Knicks.
No question.
In the first round.
No question.
Than the 76ers because the Joel Embiid, you know, healthy MVP-level Joel Embiid, he's a pain to deal with.
No question. Look, to me, and this is the other discussion we'll obviously have as we get closer to Wednesday night when they play, is Knicks fans, non-Knicks fans, we're all going to debate. Mm-hmm. Who would you rather play? I as an IBO, or even not as an IBO, as someone that doesn't like the New York Knicks, as the head of the coalition, I could tell you right now who I want you to face. Because I have an interest in it, just like you as Knicks fans have an interest in it. I want you to play Philly because I think Philly could beat you. And by the way, I'm not alone. If you went on FanDuel right now and said, hey, I want to bet who comes out of the Eastern Conference. I want to place a bet. The Philadelphia 76ers have better odds than the New York Knicks. And you could say that's disrespect, and maybe it is. But the point is, they're good.
Yeah.
The point is, they are not your typical 7 or 8 seed. And that is why, and it's not just what happened in the East. I'm just not going to bore you with what's happening in the West. When you finish with a top seed in the NBA in this era, you should get the choice. I believe in choice, Tiki.
Yeah.
The Boston Celtics and the New York Knicks earned that choice. And I think this is the perfect season to show you that, to have it right in front of you for everyone to see and say, wow, that actually makes sense. I didn't like it when it was an idea for baseball. I don't think it fits baseball. I wouldn't endorse it for baseball. But this kind of hokiness, this kind of decision-making, this kind of made-for-TV special, this kind of drama, this is the NBA.
Well, I mean, it's a way to bring different interest to the NBA. I just don't think it's going to, it's never going to fly. It's never going to fly because,
why not?
Because they make you earn it, right? They make you earn your position, your positioning, I should say, in the standings and ultimately in the postseason. So the alternative, if you are the Knicks, who are getting, let's say screwed, but they are positioned poorly because of who they have to play if from the play-in tournament, the 7-8 matchup in the first round of the play-in tournament. But the reality is, if the Knicks had just taken their foot off the gas for just a little bit, I know it's anti-theatrical for Tom Thibodeau to do this, but if they had just, all right, we don't necessarily have to win this game. Let's just rest these guys and let's fall into the 3 seed and have a better matchup. You're still out of the Boston Celtics, tier of the tournament of the championship.
Once Cleveland lost, that was the case, yes.
Right, but still, it's like you could have sat in the 3.
Okay, but let me ask you about that. So for those that aren't aware, and they tried to explain it well on the broadcast, once Cleveland had lost their game to Charlotte, in which they did quit, by the way. Mm-hmm. I watched the last few minutes of that game. The Cleveland Cavaliers decided on an NBA court, we don't want to play basketball anymore. They made a business decision.
And they got booed.
And then, yeah.
By their home fans.
I totally get it, because the paying customer isn't thinking that.
No.
Just like if the Knicks decided at Madison Square Garden yesterday, we don't want to play basketball anymore, the paying customer is not thinking about seed matchups. But once Cleveland lost and Milwaukee got their ass kicked by Orlando, the Knicks were in this spot where if they won, they're the 2 seed, the scenario they're in right now, playing either Philly or Miami. But if they lost, they'd be the 3 seed, they'd be matched up with Indiana. Do you think, as overtime began, Tom Thibodeau even knew the scenario?
Probably not.
Well, that's question number one before we can answer question number two. Because, look, I tweeted it out yesterday at the Met game. Hey, the Knicks are better off losing. And I would think that most Knicks fans would agree.
But
I guess the alternative is you want that home court in the second round guaranteed. But in terms of matchups, it's not even close. Well, but did the head coach even know about it? Did the head coach even care about it?
Well, it's not what he does. It's not he's not thinking above what's happening on the court. And that's why he's been such a great coach. You know, for his first year here and obviously this year as well. One, because he's been adaptable, but two, it's all about the win. It's all about what is happening directly in front of you. He's never going to be that coach who's too smart for his own good. You know what I mean? We get these coaches sometimes that think, oh, if I do this and I position myself this way, and if I win this game because and it positions us a certain way, then it gives me this advantage. He's not thinking
about
that.
Well, that's J.B. Bickerstaff.
Exactly.
That's what he did with Cleveland.
He's not like Bickerstaff. J.B. Bickerstaff is probably being too smart by half, right? Tom Thibodeau is just like, all right, let's win, period. All we got, guys, there's no agenda, just win the basketball game. And it's why this Knicks team has been so interesting this season, because you never know. Even when they were down players, you just never know how good they can be in any given game because of the mentality that their coach has, and you have to commend him for that. So to answer your question, he didn't know about the potential seeding. All he cared about was winning this game, just like he cared about that with every other game that he played this year.
And by the way, I respect the hell out of that. I respect the fact that, and the Chicago Bulls too. Now, Chicago's a little different in that they had nothing to gain, nothing to lose. Like, nothing was going to change based on winning that game on Sunday afternoon. Right. But clearly, there was a difference in terms of what winning does for you and what losing does for you. And the Knicks, led by Tom Thibodeau, had no thought in their mind. And like I said to you, I don't even think he knew. He probably told his guys, don't even tell me. I don't care. I want to see my team win. I want to win that 50th game. I want to make the Knicks fans happy. But there should be a reward for that. That's why, like, I'm looking out for you guys. Like, once we know who their opponent is Wednesday night, Thursday morning, we'll all make our predictions. We'll break down the matchups. But you have to admit this, Knicks fans. This is not an ideal first-round opponent.
But the Knicks fan
you can't argue otherwise.
But the Knicks fan doesn't care. The Knicks fan is saying, we can beat whoever.
We
don't have Boston in the first round.
I get that.
We can beat whoever.
I'm not saying you can't beat whoever. But we as sports fans, we're not conditioned to think about who we'd rather face. Like, what are you talking about? Like, when the Mets are playing either the Cardinals or Braves in 2000 in the NLCS, and I'm sitting at Shea Stadium, I wanted the Cardinals to win because I knew the reality, which is, hey, maybe we could beat the Braves, but we have a better chance against St. Louis. That's who we are as sports fans.
Yeah, but
like, you'd rather face a team you have a better chance than. Okay. And I don't think anybody can dispute, not that you're going to lose. Don't get this twisted. This is just a more difficult road to hoe. That's all.
I think that the Knicks fan is saying, we're hot right now. We're playing great basketball. OG is back and seemingly healthy enough. And they just win with him. No matter when he plays, if he plays, they win. What, they lost three games when he
20
played?
And three, I think, is their
20
record.
And three. 23 games he's played. Now, I missed a ton, but 20 and three in the games that he's played, they believe that he is their X factor. And so it doesn't matter who the first round opponent is, especially because they're hot right now. And in some ways, right, this is the alternative narrative on having to play the 76ers or the Heat in the first round. In some ways, because they're hot, because they have all of this momentum coming, because they got OG back and Jalen Brunson's, you know, perpetually scoring 40 points a game, it's like it doesn't matter who the first round matchup is. Yes, I know it's a bad matchup with the 76ers or even potentially, you know, playoff Butler, but still, we are hot. We can beat them. And then after you beat them, it gets easier.
Right? I understand.
It just, the second round now becomes less daunting.
If you lose in the first round, remember who told you you guys got screwed. It was the guy that you think hates you. We'll get to your calls coming up, 877-337-6666. Besides me saying it on the radio, there have been two other examples of this idea being floated around in a serious sense. The idea that you as a playoff team and a top seed should pick your opponent. Back in 2020, prior to the pandemic, Major League Baseball was floating the idea of having a new baseball playoff format with the top two teams getting to pick their opponent. I panned it. I raised my hand and I tell you that. I hated the idea. I thought it was hokey. I didn't think it was a baseball-y kind of idea.
Why so anti-baseball with this idea?
It doesn't make sense. Baseball's a fluky game. And we've seen that in the last two postseasons where I don't know who the hell I'd pick. I mean, even if you look at the pitching matchups, that still wouldn't even scare me off in a way. So baseball's really, really fluky, and I think it creates more
It's
negatives.
Less of a matchup game.
100%. Now, where this has happened in the NBA is about 2 years ago, the respected Zach Lowe said that there are numerous NBA teams, he didn't say who pitched this idea to the commission. Hey, we think one of the rewards for being a top seed is picking your opponent. The reason it matters today, the reason I bring it up today, is because most of the time, this kind of hokey idea would just lead to what the standings are anyway. And it would just be a waste of time.
Yeah, it wouldn't be interesting.
But in 2024... it's interesting because in both conferences, there would be great debates. Like, want to play the game right now? Let's play the game right now. Philly and Miami both make the playoffs. Screw Chicago and Atlanta. You are the Boston Celtics, and you have a choice. Sure. And here is your choice. The Orlando Magic, the Indiana Pacers, the Philadelphia 76ers, or the Miami Heat. Mr. Brad Stevens, you're on the clock.
Give me the Indiana Pacers.
You selected the Indiana Pacers. Tommy Lugauer, you represent the New York Knickerbockers. You now have the choice. The Orlando Magic, the Philadelphia 76ers, or the Miami Heat. Head dog, who do you select?
Give me the Sixers. I'm sick of hearing this all day here now, because you know what?
You got to stop.
No, no, no. No, no, I'm not lying, because you know what? Show me a series where Joel Embiid's going to stay healthy. Their star player might not make it through the series, and I don't want to run and hide from Philadelphia. I won't do that. Mm. This is a loser mentality. Oh, let me see if I can pick a team. And then what happens next round? You got to pick the next team and then pick the next team?
No, no, no. It's all bracketed once you do it. Stop trying to confuse it, okay?
No, but I'm not going to take the Orlando Magic. I'm going to take the Sixers. The Sixers and the Heat have to play the Knicks, not the other way around.
You understand.
The Knicks are the 2 seed, last time I checked. Okay. The Knicks won 50 games last time I checked.
The Philadelphia 76ers have been to the postseason. This is their 7th consecutive season in what we'll call the Joel Embiid era.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yep.
Do you know how many times they got knocked out in the first round?
Zero?
No, the answer is one, and it was during the pandemic. I don't even know if we should count.
That doesn't count.
Okay, so we don't even count it.
In the bubble, no.
So let's, as much as we may all be down, Tiki, on Philly's frauds, Embiid's a fraud, can we be real for a second? Because you didn't give a real
answer. I'm not saying fraud. I'm saying he's hurt.
No, no, but you didn't give a hurt.
Well, he's healthy. That's the problem.
Not really, Tiki. Got banged up Friday.
Did he practice today?
Yeah,
did he practice today?
Oh, he practiced. Now you're going to tell me he read a book?
No.
I want to see him play an NBA game in a series game night in, night out.
But Lugie, you're being dishonest.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Because if I literally gave you the choice between Miami, Philadelphia, and Orlando, coached by Jamal Mosley. No offense to him. They have no postseason experience. You're telling me you're going to pick the Sixers? If you are, James Dolan would come down from his suite and he would fire your ass in front of everybody. Understand that.
Well, so I wasn't aware that the Garden employs me, so I am speaking as a fan, and I'm speaking as someone who's not afraid of anybody. So I'm not going to go, ooh, let me play Orlando. Let me play the Magic. No, no, no. I'll play who's in front of me. I'll play Philly.
Hey, Tiki, if I gave you the choice now, so Boston has already selected Indiana, knocked them out. You have Orlando, Philadelphia, or Miami.
Uh-huh.
And this is now, you've earned this right. You get to pick your opponent. Who are you picking?
I'm taking a 21-year-old Paolo Banchero.
You're taking the Magic?
Yeah, taking the Magic.
And by the way, it's not a disrespect to Orlando. Like, all these teams have earned their way to the postseason. It's that we are in an unusual year in the NBA, and we can play this game for the West, too, but we're in an unusual year in the NBA in which your reward for being the 1 and 2 seed is not that great of a reward. The Lakers win tomorrow night. Guess what? The Denver Nuggets play the Lakers. And look, they could have the same attitude. Hey, we smoked them in the conference finals last year. We'll smoke them again. It's still not an ideal first-round opponent. Like, let's not get lost in the bluster here. It's still not ideal. You earn the 2 seed for what? I'm actually looking out for you. For some reason, you're giving me a look like I'm a bad guy. I think the Knicks got screwed.
Because I could see right through it.
There's nothing
here
to see right through.
No, because you know what? Like your coach says, now what? You beat Orlando, now what?
You're in
now
the second round.
So what? So you're trying to say here is that their ceiling is the second round. You know it. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying any of that.
Because if they could go to the finals, they should be able to beat anybody.
And by the
way, they'll play whoever in the first round.
By the way, that's why I say it's almost better just to leave it the way it is. Because if you do get through the 76ers, now you have the Indiana Pacers or the Orlando Magic or one of these other
teams.
A team that will have just won a round of the postseason.
That's okay. That's okay. On paper, you match up better.
Wouldn't you rather play the Magic and then the Bucks instead of the Sixers and then the Bucks?
Come
on. And by the way, this isn't even a one-off year on Evan's point. If this was any other year, forget Embiid coming back. They're the hottest team in basketball. The Sixers have won 8 straight games. Any other year, you don't want to play the hot hand going into the playoffs.
Look, I'm going to do this for you. I will die on the sword for Knicks fans because I understand what's at stake here. If you come on the radio and whine and bitch about being the 2 seed and dealing with Philly, you're a crybaby. So I'll cry for you, okay? Because I'll call like it is and be honest that this first round matchup for you sucks.
But it is what it is. This is sports.
Okay, and
you can't just have your pick.
No, no, of course you can.
A dating site. No, no, no. Play who you play.
So many. How many teams talked about this? like propose this?
According to Zach Lowe, it's a handful of teams.
A handful. So that's either five or three. Who knows what? How many it is.
Right.
What's the reality? What's the likelihood that this ever becomes a reality?
Oh, I think it'll happen someday. I think you guys will. You will lose
serious?
This battle. Yes, yes. Because sports is reality TV. And I think what the NBA knows is that that TV event of Brad Stevens and Leon Rose picking their opponents gets like a huge number.
I know it would, but I also think that it's like so insulting to the team that gets chosen.
Oh, we feel bad for them.
No.
Oh, they got insulted. Why does that matter?
Because you're giving them an extra motivation, right? And now if you lose to them, like you look like you just got bitch slapped by the team that you chose, right? That's just miserable. You never live that down.
Those are the risks. I'm going to tell you.
And we're in a day and age with jersey swaps and all that. How about a good way to create vitriol instead of everybody loving each other?
I completely agree.
Yeah,
I
think it'll just be front office vitriol. It won't be player on player vitriol.
Oh, no, I think it'll be player vitriol.
Now, if you have like, I don't know, if Josh Hart stand, only that's because he's on MSG right now. You have Josh Hart announcing, yeah, we want to take on the Orlando Magic. Then that's different. But it's going to be front office to front office.
I think it'll be player-wise. I think in your scenario, Paolo Banchero hits a big three at the Garden. He starts screaming, you wanted this!
Exactly.
You wanted this!
And you're forgetting the build-up at the end. The players, when they're asked, who do you want to play? The answer no longer is, hey, we play whoever's in front of us. No. You decide who's in front of you.
It's great for drama. It's great for the NBA. And Knicks fans, you may not want to admit it. I'm doing it for you. You earned the 2 seed. You had a great, great season. No one should take anything away from it. You were given a booby prize, and it's not fair. Let's go to Chris in Manhattan. What's up, Chris?
I think Ludi should be on the show, and Evan, you should be on the board.
Should I be traded?
Evan, really, you want us to lose the game to get a matchup?
No. So you're not listening carefully, bro. I mean, I didn't say you should lose the game. I'm saying the format for the league should change, and the league's already thought about this idea where you earn the right to pick your opponent. Then say it. Don't tell me I said they should lose.
I have a problem with that, number one. Number two.
Go ahead.
I think the Pacers, to me, are not a team I would want to play. I think the Pacers will beat the Bucks. I think the Knicks will beat the Sixers and or the Heat. And I would rather play the Heat because Anobi's defense against the Heat's best offensive player, Butler.
Chris, you morphed it into an NBA discussion. I'll have that. You never countered with why my idea is bad. You just moved on to the basketball discussion, which I'm more than welcome to do with you. I agree. I think Indiana's going to beat Milwaukee. And I think the big reason for that is Giannis.
Yeah.
I don't think Giannis is coming back. I don't think he's going to play in this series. Plus, Indiana's offense has been dynamic this season. And you know what the Bucks can't do? Defend the cold. So I agree with you matchup-wise. So from a basketball standpoint, simpatico. Number two, it's not that you can't beat Philadelphia. It's that it's a more difficult matchup.
It's a more difficult matchup because Joel Embiid is healthy. Well, even though he got banged up, but whatever. He's healthy and has been rested for 40-something games this year.
Yes.
Right? And again, this was not a rush-back situation. Hey, you got to get back and hurry up and get back for the postseason. This was take your time, come back when you're ready. And he came back, and they have not lost in the last, what, 8 games, 2 weeks?
Yeah, on a big hot win streak.
They've been dominant, and he is a dominant player. I mean, he was last year's MVP. Whether or not he deserved that, that's a different discussion. But he's a dominant player. And in the first round, you know it's his jam. It's, as you said, they've lost one time in 7 years in the first round.
Mario in Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
What's going on? Good show.
Thanks. What's up?
Yeah, so this is the way I look at it. I look a little differently than you do. First of all, you said, Evan, and Tiki, you tell me what you think about this because you're very good at evaluating fairly. First of all, you said Philly's favorite to go all the way, but that's before the playoffs are set. I guarantee you that once the playoffs are set, I believe that the Knicks will be favored either over Philly or Miami because they have home court advantage. Let's see. We'll revisit this later. Do you guys agree with that?
On Miami. I'm not sure about Philadelphia because of the respect the Sixers are getting based on A, the way they're playing, and B, the assumption that Joel is healthy with no restrictions. And I mentioned this earlier, and I know this isn't the end-all be-all on this, but as of right now, as of this moment on the FanDuel Sportsbook app, the Philadelphia 76ers' odds of representing the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals are better odds than the New York Knicks. Now, and I'll tell you the exact number. They are plus 850. Right now, the Celtics are huge favorites. They're minus 190. Milwaukee is plus 700, which I would disagree with because of my uncertainty on Giannis.
That's it. That sounds like it's baking in Giannis being healthy.
Correct. Philly's plus 850. The Knicks are 11-1. Now, I only bring this up because Mario asked a question. It's a good one. Hey, if Philly wins on Wednesday, are the Knicks favorites? Based on that, I'm not sure if they are.
No, it sounds like it's, well, I mean, where is Miami on that list? Like two more down?
They are 16-1. They're tied with Cleveland. So think about that. Miami and Philadelphia, two teams that aren't even guaranteed to be in the playoffs because they're a two-game losing streak away from not making it, have better odds than Indiana or Orlando.
Yeah, look, but I also think that the reality of the 76ers is that a 47-win team, it's not really a 47-win team. How many more wins does Philadelphia have if Joel Embiid only misses, say, 20 games?
They're the two seed.
Exactly. And so I think that's what the odds are breaking. That's what they're telling us.
But that's what I'm also saying. You're matched up against that. That's not fair to you. You earn the two seed. Like, look past what you think I'm trying to say and hear what I'm actually saying. Mm-hmm. You got screwed with a first-round matchup, potentially, that is far more difficult than it should be for a team that earned a two-seed.
The Knicks went to Philly with OG Anunoby, Embiid was healthy, and they absolutely obliterated
them. I'm aware of that. Okay? That's great.
Oh, I don't like the condescending.
There's no
there.
Condescending.
No, that was condescending.
It's not relevant.
How is
all.
It not relevant?
Because all I'm saying is you deserve better than being matched up with a team as good as Philadelphia.
Luigi, in your heart of hearts, the Knicks are better than the 76ers.
Yes.
In a seven-game series, they're better than the 76ers.
Check the record with Anunoby. The Knicks are as good as any team in the league.
I don't disagree.
What about Philly's record with Joel? They're 31-8.
Okay.
It's not like they stink.
So we have a great record with OG. We beat them when we had OG.
But what does that mean to you? Does that mean anything
that
in the best of seven series?
That gives me all confidence in the world that they could beat him
in
a series.
But you're conflating two things. Again, I'm not telling you you're going to lose the series. Okay, the Knicks have a great chance to win this series. They have been unbelievable this year. What I'm telling you is you got a booby prize for being the two seed. Mm-hmm. You deserve better than that. I'm giving you a format that works better. Your response, and so far Knicks fans' response, is mad at me for what? I'm looking out for you.
No, you want us to cower on a
it's
New York radio station. You are suggesting we should be afraid of a Philadelphia team.
Did I say that?
No,
yes, you did.
He's saying you should pick a better matchup. That's what he's saying. Because basketball, as we find out, all the time in the NCAA tournament, it's all matchups. Like, inferior teams can beat superior teams simply because of matchups. And in the NBA, you don't get that scenario. Like, the matchup, you don't get to choose it. All Evan is suggesting is maybe as a front office, as a coaching staff, as a team, you pick your matchup that it gives you more likelihood to advance.
And the problem is, what annoyed me so far is that when I gave you the choice under this idea, you said you'd take Philly anyway. And there's no way, you're a smart guy, that you'd actually give that answer.
Why not?
Because you're smart. I gave you the reason. You'd rather play the Philadelphia 76ers than the Orlando Magic or the Indiana Pacers?
You ask me a question, I give you an answer, and then you get on me for the answer.
Because
I can't believe
that you honestly think that.
Like, now you want to give me a lie detector? I gave you the answer, Philly. I am not going to run and hide. And I really believe their superstar player. Show me he can get through a full series playing a bunch of dudes and dogs and stay healthy. Because if Embiid goes down, Philly's toast.
Let's go to Hugo in New Rochelle. What's up, Hugo?
My man, Evan. And Mr. Tiki Barber, how you guys doing?
We're good. What's up, dude?
We're good, man. What's up?
Yeah, you guys are the best on radio, number one. But Evan, for the first time in a long time, I am not agreeing with you. I'm a Knicks fan, and I am not. And in one thing you do in this radio station is a lot of guys who are not athletes ever talk about losing for a draft choice. They talk about losing to play a different team. That's not the way. I'm a fan of the Knicks. I love the Knicks for since 1969, I'm 70 years old. Let me tell you something. I want to play. I'm just happy we won 50 games. I'm happy we came in second. And I just want to play and see what happens. I'm excited for the first time in a long time on my team. So I'm not going to say we should have played this team. No, we want to play Philly because that's what's in front of us. And let's see what happens.
Hugo, you're being very noble. Like, everybody's given this noble, like, we're about to go to war answer of, just got to play who's in front of us.
I will say this about the Knicks fan.
Yes.
Because unlike, previous years, go back even the Stoudemire years and et cetera, where it felt like there's not a real future.
Mm-hmm.
This feels like a real future. So it's, I'm not saying that Knicks fans are saying, oh, it doesn't matter what happens. This is like we've had a great season, regular season, and the postseason. Whatever happens, happens. Next year and the following year, subsequent years, are going to be just as good, if not better.
Okay, so
that, like that's a real thing that I think Knicks fans are thinking about. Not only this season has been great, we can do whatever. We can win a championship this year. But even if we don't, next year and the years following are going to be just as good.
I agree with you to a certain extent. The Knicks have a great future. I am not raining on your parade in terms of what you have in the future. But here's what I also know as a sports fan. You don't know what the future is of everybody else around you. Here's what I know about today. Here's what I know about this postseason. Here's why I know the Knicks have a real shot. Because Tyrese Halliburton hasn't played in a postseason game. Mm. The Orlando Magic are this emerging young giant. They have no postseason experience.
Right.
Here's what I also know. Giannis Antetokounmpo is hurt, and he ain't walking through that door anytime soon. Here's what I also know. All the pressure now is on Dame time. Here's what I also know. The Boston Celtics have a huge anvil on their back. And you know what that is? They better freaking win. They went out and won 60-plus games. They lost last year in the Eastern Conference Finals. They lost the year before that in the NBA Finals. Jason Tatum came up small in the biggest of spots. They better freaking win. So here's what I see. And Joel Embiid's got injury questions, as Loogie would say. So here's what I know based on all that. What a great opportunity. What a great opportunity.
This year for the Knicks.
I can't tell you what next year is going to look like for Milwaukee or Boston or Cleveland or whomever. None of us know. But what I know now is that the Eastern Conference is beatable. So, yeah, the Knicks have a good future. No one's going to say no to that. But I know about the present. And the present gives you an opportunity. And it's right in front of the Knicks.
Of course it
is. But they were given an awful hand.
Yeah, of course.
An awful hand.
But I don't. You can't tell the Knicks fan that that's a bad thing because of how good this season has felt, how transformative Tom Thibodeau has felt. Like the different lineup cities, the small, the big ball, all that stuff, the three-point shooting that they've had from Deuce and Big Ragu, right? The fact that they emphasize rebounding. Who does that in the NBA anymore? Nobody. Tom Thibodeau does. It's why Mitch and I Hart are so great, and obviously Josh Hart as well, right? Like he's really turned this team into a different version of what he thought it was going to be. And I think you have to give him a ton of credit. So as a Knicks fan, you see all of this. You wrap all of that. And then the success, the 50-win season, it's like it doesn't matter who we play. It doesn't matter who the opponent is.
You
believe as a Knicks fan that it doesn't matter because you believe you can beat them.
You should believe you can beat whoever is in front of you. But it's also fair to say, hey, this matchup would have been better.
Yeah, but that's
like two things can be true, dude.
But that's only if you're scared of the Philadelphia 76ers or you're scared of the Miami Heat. To be honest, the 76ers are the one that scare me most because of Embiid.
I agree.
Miami, we know that the playoff Butler stuff and on the fact that they have three guys that are averaging 20 points a game. Like you know all the statistics, the great coach and Eric Spoelstra. We know all of those things, but they still seem more vulnerable to me. And they also there's an edge that you will have playing a team that knocked you out last year. So it's just different.
Interesting. More on that coming up because it is a matchup I think we in New York City will be glued to Wednesday night, especially because the Yankees are playing during the day.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets are playing during the day. So the Miami Heat-Philadelphia 76er game is one of those must-watch NBA non-local games that everyone will be pumped up for. Chris in Monmouth County, New Jersey. I'm sure Chris agrees with my very sensitive take on the New York Knicks. How are you, Chris?
Evan, Tiki, thanks for taking the call.
What's up, dude?
I'm listening to the radio, and I'm really upset. Evan, you are so condescending about these
Knicks. How am I condescending? I'm looking
Evan,
out for you guys.
You know what? You could fool all of New York City, the tri-state, anybody listening in Texas where you take phone calls from over New York people. But let me tell you right now.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you right now. Stop treating the Knicks like they're the ugly kid who got the hot girl. That's what you're doing. It's not the case. And by the way, if you watched that game yesterday,
I did.
We didn't want the number three seed.
I know.
We wanted the two. That's who the Knicks have been for 25
years.
That's
great, by the way.
That's who the Knicks fans love. The Knicks fans can't even fathom without buying a championship.
We're not talking about the Nets here, Chris.
By the way,
we're not talking about the Nets.
I'm going to go there because you've gone there, Evan.
I haven't gone anywhere.
With all respect, With all respect, Evan,
yeah.
I don't care about the matchup. And the Sixers, what? Like, they're some dominant team. They're not. And Joel Embiid with the MVP.
All right, let's have a reasonable discussion, Chris.
Let's have a reasonable discussion. Evan, don't cut me down.
I'm not. I want to have a discussion. So this idea, which was floated in baseball years ago and Zach Lowe mentioned 2 years ago as an NBA thought, of allowing the top seeds in each conference to pick their opponent. So the Boston Celtics have selected the Indiana Pacers. You're on the clock, Chris. You get a choice now. You've earned that as the two seed. Your team won 50 games.
We're not talking about that, Evan.
Who would you pick? Would you pick Philadelphia, Chris?
Honestly, do you know who I would pick? Here's who I'd pick.
Go.
And I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead.
I would pick either, and I want to make a Doc Gooden point. Would pick either the Sixers or the Heat in this situation.
You're BSing me.
No,
why?
There's no way you're picking them over Orlando.
Yeah, Chris, go ahead. Why?
Can I answer you?
Yes, please.
Okay. We have the home court advantage. To your point before, 2 seconds ago, or Kiki's point,
yeah,
we have an edge because we need to beat Miami. We got embarrassed last year.
Yep.
We lost that game one, which we shouldn't have. Second, I'll be honest, I'm not afraid of any team. But there's something about the Pacers and Halliburton where there's something there that could potentially get us. We match up better with the Sixers. We match up better with the Miami Heat. We do. We have the history. That history plays in our favor.
And you sit here on a New York radio station,
like Tommy said, and you are disparaging this team. The Milwaukee Bucks? Give me a break, man.
Chris. Here's the problem that I have with you and Tommy saying, I am not disparaging the New York Knicks.
Great call,
I'm
Chris.
Complimenting the New York Knicks. They earned that 2 seed. I watched the last bit of that game with my dad at Citi Field. We were impressed with the balls that they showed and how hard they played and how Jalen was undefensible late, even though Caruso did his best to slow him down. I give them all the credit in the world. What I'm telling you, and it's like you don't want to admit it because it's coming from me and you think I have an agenda. I have no agenda. You have an opponent potentially in the first round that gives you a greater chance to get upset than if you played a different team in the first round. That's it. And by the way, I think most of us would reasonably agree with that. You're taking this as a loser mentality. No, I think when you win and you earn it in the regular season, you should actually face the inferior team.
Yeah, but Nick fans want to say they don't need it. The Knicks fans saying we don't need that.
Well, guess what? I think the Celtics need it. You think the Boston Celtics, who just went out and had this dominant regular season, should be forced to play Miami or Philly in the first round? Really?
I mean,
I'll say it for them then. I can't stand the Celtics.
It's the same for the Knicks. You're gonna have to face them at some point anyway.
Not necessarily. What if they get picked off?
Yeah, okay, but I don't think they will. Why not? Why don't you just be the team that picks them off? Right? Prove it, and then have a sweepable second round. Right, if that's the mentality you have, that sets you up for the conference championship on an easy, rested scenario. Right, that's what the Knicks fan is thinking. Get the hard one out of the way.
I really thought I was going to be the defender of Knicks fans today. Like I was coming to your defense that you guys got screwed. Meanwhile, Knicks fans are mad at me. Like I did something wrong.
All right, I got good news, bad news for you. Which one do you want first?
It's loaded.
Just ask.
Which one should I take first?
Yes, which one do you want first?
I'll take the bad news first.
Loogie, I got good news, bad news. Which one do you want first?
Bad news first, always.
Sean, good news, bad news.
Positivity, baby. Good news.
Oh, stop. Shut up. You're just being the antagonist. The reality is, get the bad news out of the way first. Get the hard one out of the way first.
Oh, that's how you set that
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you didn't even know I was setting that up.
I had no idea.
And you set it up. This is what the Knicks fan is saying. All right, who cares? We got Miami. We got the 76ers.
Can I tell you why I completely disagree with that when it comes to sports?
Go ahead.
So, look, and we all just have to be honest about this. If you ranked, and we actually did this on Friday and Thursday, we ranked the potential opponents. And I said, okay, for me, as a basketball fan, here's who I would rather face to not face if I'm the Knicks. And as you guys remember, I put the Sixers last because I wouldn't want to face them. So I'm being consistent with that. I would rather have the easier matchups early because those tougher matchups may never happen. And I'll give you a specific example. Last year, the Milwaukee Bucks got knocked off in the first round. We all assumed, Loogie and I both assumed, because I was going to take him to Knick games, and I said, oh, I can't wait for that second round against Milwaukee. And Loogie's like jokingly, yeah, you're going to take me to when the Bucks have a chance to knock him out. And I was like, yeah. And then guess what happened? Shockingly, because none of us saw it coming, the Bucks got knocked out.
Yeah.
So the reason I disagree with your analogy is if there is a really good team, take Boston as an example. There's that possibility, as remote as it is, that they won't even get there. that they could actually get knocked off prior to you ever facing them.
I find that hard to believe. They lost four games at home. They have home court advantage.
Did you find it hard to believe that the Bucks as a one seed would get knocked out in the first round last year?
Because all did. Of course. Everybody did.
So that's all I'm saying.
Came out of nowhere.
That's what I'm saying. And that's why give me the easier matchup early. Who do you want, by the way, Knicks fans? Do you want Philly or do you want Miami? I'll give you some poll results and we'll get back to your calls at 877-337-6666.